This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University. Had a little bit of a, you know, some visitors came in last week, so we canceled classes. Although we do expect you still to know the material. There will be no exceptions in this case. And joining me once again is the professor of 1911 University. That would be a guy named Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. You know, I'm down here in a state where we're finally unlocked everything. I can go back to the gym again, finally, and got out to the range the other day. I'm ready to start some projects that I've been talking about doing. And, you know, stuff like that. You?
Good. Yeah, I mean, we just actually just got home last night from taking a trip down to Arkansas to see my mother and check in on how everything's going on down there. And I got back last night and got back to work today. And, you know, full steam ahead.
Any particular projects that are out there that we can talk about before we get into the university part of it? As far as I guess that explains why I haven't seen a bunch of stuff popping up on Instagram. You were not there, so anything you can tell me about, or we can hear about?
Well, the new guy is wrapping up his gun today and tomorrow, his first gun, and it looks very, very nice, very well done. Excited about that. Excited to be showing people that. Next week we will announce that and let people know who he is now that he's made his bones.
So he that will be named, yeah.
Yeah, he that shall be named. We have Jared Reston and I sat down early last week and designed his new gun that we'll be bringing out later this year sometime. Really excited about that pistol. It's going to be kind of unique looking pistol that he had in mind. Of course, Eric's kicking off more Yeti guns next week. He'll start the rest of those, and Brandon is working on the regulators. And then I've got a bunch of projects in the works that I'm doing. I've got these long slide Black Knight pinstripers, and I've got a couple of multi-barrel sets of guns that I'm building, which it's always exciting, fun stuff to do, very challenging.
I saw something today on YouTube. I was looking around, and I was YouTube has changed, and a lot of the people that I started out watching YouTube when I'm not wanting to think about what I do for a living, when I'm looking for a distraction, most of those people have gone on to something else, or they grew up or something. I don't know what happened. But then I found this guy who was talking about 1911s against grizzly bears in Alaska.
Oh, really?
Nice. Okay, so I want to hear about that. So off we go, and I'm watching this and everything, and apparently, according to him, a 45 will do just fine. But then he brought up 38 Super, and he was talking about, well, you know, 38 Super is a... that's not a round that you find very often, but that works pretty good, too, and it really works in a 1911. Of course, there's 10 millimeter. Has anybody ever come to you saying, Joe, I'm going to be going up in the Kenai Peninsula, and I need a gun that I can put on a chest rig and go out there and I can fight Yogi with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've built a couple of 10s over the years that guys, you know, have used on hunting trips or whatnot just for that purpose. You know, that long slide 10 millimeter that we posted pictures of a couple of weeks ago, the 2019,
yeah.
That went to a guy down in Florida, a friend of mine, who is using it to hunt hogs with. and I imagine he will have some amount of great success with that pistol.
10 millimeter is not a gun. I mean, whenever anybody goes to 10 millimeter, right, for some reason they have to, they want to get something else, but they always end up, the only thing you can find is a Glock.
Yeah,
and I just wondered, can a Glock take the same kind of load that a 1911 can take, in your opinion?
You know, I have some clients that shoot Glock 20s, and they shoot the same hot loads. I mean, I don't know how the brass fares. I know that on ours, you know, if we're shooting truly, really, really hot loads, we don't load the brass more than two or three times, and we throw it away. Well, we put it in the recycle bin. Because it starts to bulge out too much, and you know, I don't want to have a piece of brass that's containing 40,000 psi rupture and blow up, you know, two or three more below that one in the magazine. That just doesn't sound like it's a fun party to me.
Right.
So you know, my hands, brass is way cheaper than hand surgery. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I mean, the reason I was asking that is because, you know, some of the Glocks that I have seen fail, most of the time they fail in the weakest direction, which is the polymer lower. And
right.
They seem to blow out on the side where the ambidextrous magazine release would be, you know, not on the one that I'm going to use to push, but on that side. And if I'm thinking correctly, it seems like if you get a really high pressure 10 millimeter load, that would be the one that would, you know, I mean, that's coming from the factory like that. And most of the time, I think with the Glocks, when they blow out, it's because somebody reloaded and did a double charge and wasn't paying enough attention to it. And maybe that does it or something. But I would think with the 10 millimeter, that's something that could happen just because of the gun itself.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it just depends on how supported the round is. Like I said, I've never seen a Glock 10 millimeter explode. I've seen pictures of some 9 millimeters explode, both with factory ammo and with hand loads, but I've never seen a 10 millimeter explode. I think generally speaking, they're well enough built that they handle that, you know. And people, I don't know how many people that own those guns that reload for them, you know, like guys do with custom 1911s. And even then, quite honestly, most of the guys that I know that shooting 10 millimeter in their 1911s are, by and large, not all of them, but by and large, they're shooting factory ammo.
Right. I'm going to be taking the FAT WNGC to Columbia because Keita Bussey is going to roll into town, and I'm going to go down there to film what she's doing, but while I'm down there, I'm going to shoot the Fat WMC, let her have a look at that and everything. You might have somebody beat, you know, heading your way.
Cool. I like you, she seems like a nice gal.
She is a former, I don't know if you know this about her, but she's a former rehabilitation nurse.
Okay.
So what she teaches is not so much about shooting, but about moving when you shoot. So I myself she's going to have to teach me moving light because I'm too old and, you know, everything below my waistline has been very heavily abused. So, you know, that kind of lateral movement is that's a pipe dream for me now. So she's going to come up with something else about that. But I am going to take the mechanical advantage down there with me to show off.
Absolutely.
I can hit anything I'm looking at. I can just think about it, and it just shoots it. For those of you that listen to 1911 University, you hear us talking about Chambers guns and all this other stuff. Well, Chambers guns are exclusively made right now by three guys, soon to be a fourth. And to get involved in this, first you have to go to ChambersCustom.com, and then from there you can you can get on the list now that they've got more capacity, more builders. You can join a very exclusive club of people that carry the finest fighting guns made. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University. We're talking to Professor Joe Chambers. You sound a little tired today, Prof. Are you okay? All that driving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a long drive. It's 11 hours, and then I was up till 5 a.m. working on some stuff in the shop, so.
You know what I've decided? What I've decided after all the stuff that I have been through since SHOT Show is I'm not flying no more.
No, you're done.
I will be driving. I'll be driving to Vegas if they have. See, I don't even know if they're going to have SHOT Show. They haven't even opened Vegas up yet.
No, I know it. It's crazy. crazy. And, you know, when we were driving yesterday, the vast majority of our trip comes through Missouri to get where we're going.
Right.
And it was really quite frustrating because Springfield, Missouri, there are no restrooms open in any businesses or gas stations.
Wow.
Same thing goes for Kansas City. The smaller towns seem to be doing their own thing, which is great. At least you can stop with, you know, with two daughters in the car, at least you can stop and let them use the restroom somewhere. But if you're in a, if you're in a metropolitan area, you know, there are no facilities available for you. Too bad. I left Springfield pretty irritated, and, you know, I don't know. I just look at all this and think, all of this for a cold. I don't know, man. I'm pretty pessimistic about it all. It's been a tough pill for me to swallow, the fact that we are allowing misguided, misrepresented studies to dictate what people are calling a new social normal, and it's not normal, not normal at all.
Yeah, I'm not flying no more. The social, I heard somebody saying, you know, I don't like the new normal. I'm like, well, I only exist in one normal. I mean, what new normal? Right. What are you talking about? Because where I live, social distancing is not happening no more.
Oh, no.
Nobody's doing
really
that.
Fun. It was super funny because we pulled into a gas station in Springfield to get fuel and use the restroom, whatever. And right across the street, of course, we couldn't use the restroom because it was closed, so I didn't buy fuel there because I'm not buying fuel somewhere that has their amenities closed. But right across the street was a Lowe's. Home improvement store, and I kid you not, there was not a single empty parking spot in the Lowe's parking lot. Not one.
Yeah, Lowe's is always busting. You know, can you imagine dating Heidi and saying, hey, baby, you know what we could do tonight? We could go to Lowe's.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it, and I'm like, you know, as a guy who used to build homes for a living, I shopped at Lowe's a lot, and I'm looking at the parking lot, and I'm like, what are people buying? What are they doing? I guess maybe they're spending that $1,200 stimulus check they got.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Around me, a lot of people have been doing home projects.
Yeah, that must be what these folks were doing at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They were all shopping for whatever it was they needed at home, but so much for social distancing, you know, which I think is silly anyway, but it's just my personal opinion.
Well, in any event.
Yes, in any event. Let me tell you about something I got in the mail before
okay.
I left. I got a couple of holsters from a new company. I'm not going to tell you who yet on the air because I don't know if that's okay yet. But I got a couple of prototype holsters. Fisher got a set, and I got a set
okay.
for 1911, 2011, 2019 that are really amazing. They're molded plastic holsters, and I met with this young man at the SHOT Show. He has a very successful holster company already, but he wasn't offering anything for 1911s. And so we met at SHOT Show, and he said, well, what would you be looking for in a holster, you know, that you would use, that you would recommend to your clients to use?
Is his first initial a J?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, yes, but it's not
okay.
It's not Filster.
Okay.
It's another company.
Good guess, though, on my part, huh?
Yeah. Same first initial, different first names.
Gotcha.
And the young man's name is Jeff. And so, anyways, he asked me, you know, what he wanted. I said, well, it needs to be RDSM compatible, obviously. It needs to be able to, you know, have a gun with a full light rail needs to go in there without a light. Because I'm personally not going to carry a light on a gun. It just adds too much. I'm not carrying it as a duty gun, so there's no point. And there's other options out there for that if you want a light on the holster. And, you know, I'd like one for inside the waistband carry strong side. I'd like one for appendix carry. And so when I got home, he sent me a couple of his Glock holsters so that Eric and I could play with them, because Eric has a Glock 19. So we got a couple of those in, and we played around with them, and they're very comfortable, very user-friendly, very well-made, very strong, clean holsters, not a lot of garbage on them, you know, that you got to pare back or whatever. So anyhow, he last week he sent me a couple of prototypes for the 1911 holster, and we got to start playing around with them on my trip. And I'm going to be really excited when he launches them. It's going to be a very quality-made, affordable option for people who want to carry their 1911 or their 2011 or their 2019 without a light. The holsters, the way they're set up, they work for a standard GI-style gun, or they work for a light-railed gun, or they work for a gun with iron sights or a gun with an RDSM plate. They're just, it's a well-thought-out rig. And both of the ones that he sent me were government model size holsters. I took the appendix carry one today and cut it down to commander length so that I could actually start wearing it every day, all day, just to see how comfortable it was. I know.
How high does it ride?
On me, it rides just high enough that I can easily get a good grasp on the gun, but low enough that the gun is tucked away when I have my shirt down.
So it is concealable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's fully adjustable because it uses these, I forget the name of the clips it uses, but it's got little clips with little hooks on the inside of them. And
right.
They've got two screws on them. And so you can adjust those clips up and down in different positions on the holster. So, you know, if you're a thin, short guy, well, you can adjust them so that it sits where you need to. If
right.
you're a tall, you know, big, tall guy, you can adjust them so they sit where they need to.
Let me get you to hang on right there, because I got some questions about that and about a couple of other things. ChambersCustom.com, that's where you can find out what Joe does there. You can find him on Instagram, on Facebook. Go like him there. Go follow him on Instagram. That's where you can keep up with what they got going on. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday targeting social media companies by seeking to limit liability protections provided under the U.S. law. That after Twitter fact-checked a few of the president's tweets.
What they choose to fact-check and what they choose to ignore or even promote is nothing more than a political activism group.
Police in the Twin Cities preparing for another night of protests as people are angry about the death of an African-American man who was killed while being handcuffed and in police custody. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo admits not everyone there is from the area.
Yes, there were certainly people who were involved in the activities last night that were certainly not recognized as being here from the city.
And for the first time ever, due to the coronavirus, the Boston Marathon has been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News. The number of first-time unemployment claims is still in the millions. The Labor Department is reporting more than 2 million Americans sought initial jobless benefits last week. That brings the total up to nearly 41 million Americans over the past 2.5 months. Those numbers suggest a quarter of the workforce has lost jobs during the pandemic. A 5-day manhunt is over for a man accused of killing 2 people in Connecticut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of 2 Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University, and I'm speaking with Professor Joe Chambers, and we were talking about holsters. Before I get to the questions about the holsters, because I'm still trying to picture them, I wanted to ask you a question regarding just structure of guns, okay? With the 2011s and the 2019s, the double stacks, can you make them work with any caliber you put in them? Are there any calibers that are a little more troublesome to make work?
Yeah, 45 and 10 millimeter. Both of those can be problematic. 10 millimeter more than 45 because of the length of the round and the bullet design. 45 is a little bit problematic because of how the magazines feed. Obviously, it's a stagger feed system on a wide body. And if you build your wide body in 45 in a ramped barrel, you are going to have some limitations to the kind of bullets you can shoot out of that gun, simply because the feed ramp on a 45 ramped barrel as opposed to a standard 45 barrel is a little bit more constrictive, especially when you factor in the staggered feeding of the rounds. So we don't offer wide bodies in 45 as a general rule. We built the 1 in 10 millimeter as a prototype to see how well it would work. There are some complications with the 10 millimeter and the wide body because the grip is plastic. Well, it's polymer of some sort.
Right.
And so if you shoot it a lot with heavy, heavy rounds, the grip flexes and stretches.
Right.
This is a known problem. This is why companies, by and large, haven't produced them in mass. Okay, as long as you understand that, you know, you can carry on about your day. But your better option is just to stay with 9, 30 super, or even 40 cal does good.
I was wondering about that simply because we've never talked about that, and I know that you had told me about the problem you were having with the double stack 10 and all of the other stuff. Is there a way to get around that? Do you have to use a different material for the lower? I mean, how do you work your way around that one? Because I'm sure there's people coming to you going, I want a double stack 10.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't really had a whole bunch of people asking for those yet, partly probably because currently the books are closed. But if you build the gun properly and you spring it properly, it's less of an issue, but it's still going to cause you some problems over time if you insist upon shooting a lot of heavy loads. There's just nothing, you know, the only way to get around it is to put a metal grip on there, which by and large people shy away from because of the cost difference. You know, the metal grips, I think they start around $650 or $750 for the grip alone.
Right.
And that adds quite a bit of cost to the end product.
So for somebody that's thinking about a fat WMG, it's probably going to be a 9 or a 40.
Yeah, or a super.
Or a super. So 38 super works for that too.
Oh, yeah. 38 super in the fat WMGs is amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And we've built several of them, you know, over the past few months. We've built several of them.
Well, what's interesting about that for me is because the guy that your 38 Super is a single stack, and I don't know anything about 38 Super beyond I used to compete against people that had 38 Supers, and they seemed to do so much better than I did with my 45 ACP, and you know, it was in like a gun club sort of setting. I wasn't in a competition, so to speak. But how many rounds can you get in a single stack 38 Super?
I carry 10 plus 1.
10 plus 1. Well, see, 10 for me, if you can get into double figures on a single stack, I think now you're almost hitting the promised land because, you know, double figures capacity, 11 rounds is quite respectable. I think you can do a fair accounting.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you know, you always have those guys out there that go, well, my Glock carries 15 or 17 or whatever. Okay, cool. I mean, my fat WMG will carry 30 if I want it to. But for a single stack, you know, in Super or 9, you can get 10 plus 1 if you use the right magazines, the CMC mags. And they work great. They're really fabulous. They don't hang out the bottom. I mean, my mags are basically flush fit. They're a little tiny bit of a base pad on them, but nothing outrageous. I think it's like an eighth of an inch thick.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's a fine option. And we actually had this conversation in the shop today while we were working, Eric and me and the new guy, about, you know, when is it appropriate? When do we feel like we need to carry a backup mag? Especially like Eric and I, we carry single stacks. He carries a 45 that I built him, and I of course carried my Super that Brandon built. You know, when is it appropriate to carry a reload? Well, like John Farnham told us, are you going somewhere you shouldn't be? Well, then you probably should either not go there or carry a reload. But statistics show that most people in self-defense shootings don't reload. And I kind of got out of that habit years ago when I started carrying a revolver for a while, just because of simplicity. And, you know, my buddies are like, oh, you should carry speed strips. Man, have you ever tried to load a revolver under duress with speed strips? Get real.
No, I've tried to load one fast with a speed loader before. And, I mean, the thing is that you can carry, like, I could have a five-shot revolver and carry three speed loaders with me, and with the Fat WMGC, I'm still going to have more rounds in just the magazine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to be able to carry all over the place, and you know that's where, for me, that's where I'm hitting. You know, I've got diminishing returns at that point.
Right. Well, and how much space? Where do you put three speed loaders? Get real. I mean, what are you carrying, a duty belt? You wearing a duty belt everywhere you go?
Or a backpack? No. Something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. You got them in a backpack. Now you have to access them during a gunfight. Not happening. So, yeah, I mean, capacity, I think there is a point for capacity, but I think there also is a point of diminishing returns, which is why you don't see people walking around with their Glock or their wide body, you know, pistol with a 30-round mag sticking out of it.
Right.
Because it poses some problems.
Yeah. I actually, if I'm going, well, you know what, I'm not going to talk about that. Right now, we're coming up on the break. So, first of all, for those of you that hear me talking about my Chambers Custom Fat WMG, pretty hot and tasty, working man's gun, compact, serial number 2, in order to get involved in that, you have to go to chamberscustom.com. Like Joe was saying, the books are closed right now, but you got to pay attention to that because the books will open again at some point. And there's a lot of people that have multiple guns of Joe's that are waiting for the books to open for number 15, number 20. So you got to get involved in that. ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Making some people happy, even though you're tired. You do need to get some rest. Did you carry anything special just in case of you had to do a little social work while you were on the road, if things got sort of sideways for you there?
Oh, I always have a couple of toys.
Yeah.
I have been.
What did you take this particular time?
My 38 suit probably have, of course.
Right.
And then in my go bag, I had my knife cutter with my true fire band. And also in that bag is my set of Tandy Sentinel knives with my helmet. And then in the associated bag, I have the carbine that I left the SBR, actually, that I've been modifying slowly for primarily for use at night. So I've got the new Modelite 850 IR light on there with the mod button, which is pretty impressive. You can see, in the dark, you can, on a clear night with the Modelite, you can see about 400 yards, which is pretty awesome. You can see a long ways in the dark with that gun.
I've noticed that flashlights nowadays, I saw some flashlight the other day that they were advertising on Facebook that if it was true, it looked like the biggest spotlight I'd ever seen. We didn't have anything like that in the military when I was in the military. And it's a flashlight.
No, and companies like Modelite, they have really revolutionized personal carry flashlights. I mean, they have white light flashlights that are 1,000 lumens and I don't know the exact number, but they're like a gazillion candela. And they have very, spot beams that, like the IR 850 that, you can shoot 300-400 yards.
Are you walking around right now by chance?
No, I'm sitting in my shop, but I have the window open, so there's a little wind. And apparently I have a bird's nest in my ceiling.
you're sort of breaking up on me there a little bit, too, so I'm missing the good stuff.
Oh, sorry, is that better?
Yeah, I need you to, stand on one leg and, point one arm to the west.
Yeah, so the new thing is with the Modelites is a lot of candela. And I didn't know much about candela versus lumens. But candela apparently is the power output that the LED head is putting forth. And with the new batteries, these rechargeable, oh, I can't remember the number on them. I think it's like 83650 or something like that.
Right.
But the new rechargeable batteries, they basically they take the place of two CR123s. And they're high output lithium rechargeables, and you can just recharge them as much as you want, as often as you want. They are amazing, amazing lights. They're not cheap, right? I mean, they're not your $50, $25, hardware store pickup. But when you absolutely positively need to see in the dark, they provide the power to do so.
Hmm.
So, I'm a big fan of buy once, cry once, Bill. You know that.
I am. Yeah, me too.
Because I don't carry a flashlight often. I carry one when I'm on the road, or I have them on my guns when I'm on the road. But when I want a flashlight, I want all the light I can handle in one hand. There's no reason to not illuminate your target if you're in that kind of situation.
At least, Fisher's not a big light-mounted kind of guy either.
No, he's not at all.
So I get that. But that sounds like a pretty big flashlight. How big is the flashlight?
Oh, they're only like 3.5-4 inches long. They're small. I mean, we're talking about a rifle-mounted weapon light that is small.
Gotcha.
And they're coming out with even smaller ones now that take the small lithium rechargeables. They're like 2.5-3 inches long. They're little tiny things, but they still put out 1,000 lumens and 60,000. Candela of power, or whatever it is, it's more candela than you can stand to look at. Let me put it to you that way. So yeah, it's the technology behind the new weapon mounted light systems is really quite amazing. Like I said, with my Sentinel nods on, if it's a clear night, there's no fog or rain or anything. If I fire up that Modelite 850 IR, I can easily see 300 to 400 yards in the dark.
Wow.
That's a long way.
That's serious lumens there. That's serious lumens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's serious candela is what it is.
Wouldn't you lose sight of where the light's hitting because of the curvature of the earth?
I don't know that it's that powerful, but it's close. I mean, I remember the first time Fisher brought one out and let me play with it in the dark. And I was watching deer at 400 yards away and
right.
In the dark, in complete darkness. And I was like, oh my, I must have this. This is amazing, because like I say, you don't need a light until you need a light. And when you need a light, you want all the light.
Can you imagine the industrial espionage we could perpetrate if we could just get into Steve's truck bed and look at all the stuff that he picks up on the side? We could distract him. Heidi could be like, Steve, show me how you set up your plate. Because, Steve is a chef now. I've been looking at his stuff. I think he should get a Food Network TV show.
Yeah, he's been eating pretty healthy, it looks like. Smoked salmon and sushi and, steamed spinach and asparagus. He's been doing well. I'm happy. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Maybe some of that will rub off on me.
What? In any event, the whole flashlight thing. I'm not too brand loyal on flashlights. I don't have a sponsor on flashlights. I typically am looking for a flashlight that I can find batteries for, and that's the biggest gripe I have about most of these, especially Surefire.
Yeah,
'cause they've got these crazy batteries that nobody carries. The 123 battery.
Right, the 1-2-3 battery, and if you leave your light on accident in an hour, it's dead.
Yeah.
And now you're out a $3 battery.
Yeah.
And I think that's why companies like Model Light are gaining so much traction, especially among purveyors of using light in the dark, is because rechargeable batteries are the heat. You know, you can get four batteries and you buy them one time. Yeah, they're more expensive. Okay, you know, whatever. They're like, I think they're 20 or 25 bucks for two batteries. But you can recharge them like 500 times each. Okay, cool. You know, I'll never, ever, ever have to worry about buying CR123s again, ever, because, well, rechargeables.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got it. You need to get
a game changer.
You need to get the battery bank that I'm going to be carrying now that I'm not going to fly anymore. I've got a recharger, like a battery bank, like you would use for your mobile phone.
Okay.
I've got one so strong that I can't carry it on a plane.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's gigantic. It's not quite the size of a manhole cover. No, it's probably about the size of a tablet, but it's massive. I'll be bringing that to SHOT Show again. I'm glad you're back. Before we run out of town, I missed you last week, so ChambersCustom.com, go check that out. Go follow them on Facebook and Instagram, and maybe we can talk Joe into doing some TikToks for long. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.